You are listening to Pastor Damon Moore, brought to you by City Place Church in Orlando, Florida. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com. Now, here's this week's message from Pastor Damon Moore.
If you have your Bibles, let me just give you, this is Palm Sunday. I'm going to give you a Scooby snack. Who would give me, it is 11:09, and I normally like to give y'all, get y'all out of here by 11:15. Who will give me the 1 o'clock? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I knew what I was going to say. I wanted to see if I was your pastor or you were a guest. Like, I'm out. Just like, no, I'm just kidding. Who will give me 10 minutes? Look, you had 10, give it 15. Those who have been here know that I would have gained an hour. No, who give me 15 minutes? Did y'all see? Preachers always try to find 5 more minutes. And this is how we do it. We say this, I'm getting ready to close. Because what that means is I can start getting my stuff together because pastor's almost done. What it means here is I still got 6 more verses. And so right as we get, last night I preached my kids to bed. Because I talk like this to you, but I can like in the Lord's hand. And so last night while we were going to sleep, I was like, you better put your butts to bed or the rod of correction will drive it far from you. And in that sort of church when I grew up, the pastor would say, I'm getting ready to close. And an hour later, the whole first half of the Redskins game is gone. But the pastor did say this. He said, at the end of our service, there'll be chicken and macaroni and cheese to help the mission board. But I'm like, sir, you've already preached through lunch. Well, there'll be dinners for you to take home. Sir, we have a nighttime service. I'm sorry. The spirit of the Lord moved. I'm sorry. That surprised y'all. Y'all ain't think I could do that, did you? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Matthew chapter 21. We like to have a good time here at City Place Church. Matthew chapter 21. It says this. It says, now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. Till the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid the clothes on them, and sat Jesus on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna, the son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all of the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. I just want to focus on the first few verses. Where it says, go and get me the donkey and the colt, loose them, and bring them to me. You with me? We're wrapping up Breaking Barriers because next week we're going to talk about everyone. I love this verse because as I was studying out on Monday, the Lord was just quickening me on Monday. The Lord said, Damon, you've talked enough about the loss. Now I want you to talk about the Christian. Said, say what? He said, Damon, in this verse, when Jesus was about to walk or ride through the city, he said, bring me the donkey and bring me the colt. Go to the owner, loose them, and bring them to me. Watch this. I'm like, okay, Lord, the Christian and the lost person. Here's what the Lord showed me. The Lord showed me that as we pull Orlando out of the top 10, we have the unchurched and we have the dechurched. We have the people who've been hurt by church, who are believers but want nothing to do with church, have been churched out, They tired. They just want nothing to do with it, and they're just sitting. They love God, but they need to be untied. Come on. Are you with me now?
Come on.
So the Lord said, Damon, don't just talk about the lost no more. Talk about the ones that need a fresh touch from me.
Come on.
So Jesus, the Bible says, he goes to his disciples. Watch now. He goes to the men that he has known, loved, and challenged. Last week we said that all of us need three things. We need to be known, we need to be loved, and we need to be challenged. That's what we said. We need to be known. Look, y'all, I even did like a chart. Come on, y'all. I am growing as a pastor. When you add objects, you're growing. I need to be known, I need to be loved, and I need to be challenged. We talked about Jesus when Jesus, the Bible says in Matthew, it says that Jesus was praying for people, but he couldn't get to everybody. And he said, they're walking around like sheep who have no shepherd, and it's breaking my heart. He looks at his disciples and he says, now, I am putting power in you to go and deal with every situation that I can't get to. He ends it by saying this, freely you have received, freely give. The disciples had been known by Jesus, had been loved by Jesus, had been challenged by Jesus. There were moments in Jesus' ministry with his disciples when they tried to do something and they didn't know why the miracle didn't happen. And Jesus said, let me challenge you. This comes by prayer and fasting. Or there were other times when they were doing something wrong and Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. Then there were other times when he looked at Peter and said, Peter, if you want to get out the boat, come on. They were known, they were loved, and they were challenged. In Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to go and get the donkeys because this is prophetic. I need to ride on the colt, and I need to ride on the donkey because now you'll be able to see that I truly am a king. You with me? But he says, I need the colt and I need the donkey. Can I tell you, in our environment where you sit today, the Lord has need of the Christian and the lost person. This is how the Lord gave it to me. Watch this. Let me read it to you. The Christian can be the stubborn person, the seasoned person, and the immature person all in one.
Come on. Come on.
It can be the stubborn person, the seasoned person, and the immature one, and the ones that don't even know anything. They can all be wrapped up in both. And the Lord said, go get the stubborn donkey and the young one. I have need of them. So the person who you don't like, the Lord would tell you to go and untie them.
Come on.
Because he has need of them.
Come on.
For some of us that walked in here with hurts and pain, the Lord would have me to say to you today, my assignment is to just untie your hands.
Come on.
Because the Lord has need of you.
Come on.
You know the person that you want to reach, you're in the right place at the right time. Because you've been designed to untie them because the Lord has need of them. When we're asking all of us as a church to pass out invite cards, as we move forward, the Lord has need of them.
Come on.
The Lord has need of the person that I'm going to hand the card to. The Lord has need of the kids that's going to get the invite card. The Lord has need of them.
That's right. Come on.
So he says, tell them to loose them. Watch this now. He says, loose them and bring them to me. My purpose, my plan, my people, for my glory. He says, bring them to me because I have a design plan and a design purpose. Then the Bible says that the disciples place their clothes and Jesus sits on the stubborn, the immature, the Christian, the seasoned one. Jesus rides in on the lost person, rides in on the seasoned person, rides in on the immature person, and the people see that Jesus is riding in on the one
Come on.
That most have overlooked,
Come on. All right. Come on.
All right.
But had been set free.
Come on.
I'm talking about a donkey and a coat, but if you can see, I'm making it into the relationships. Watch now. As we move through our relationship with God, Jesus should be in a position to where he's riding on us.
Come on.
And people can see him from a different vantage point.
Come on. That's right.
See, you and I have been stubborn. You and I have been lost.
Come on.
You and I have been immature. Some of us are seasoned. The Lord has need of you. Come on. To be placed on your shoulders so that when you are moving throughout the city, everyone can look and say, oh, there he is. So what I'm saying to all of us is that we can't keep him hidden when he's meant to be seen. God will use your story so that someone else can want an impact from him. So the Bible says that he's riding on the donkey and he's riding on the colt. You and I know where we are today. Some of us are the season. Some of us are stubborn. Some of us are still growing in our faith. Some of us will have an opportunity to meet Jesus at the end. I'm here to just let you know you're being untied because the Lord has need of you today. Even if you walked in here and you're going to meet Jesus for the very first time, you don't have to wait to become the seasoned person to be able to tell somebody else, hey, you know what? You should come to church with me on Easter. Some people would tell you that the Lord can't use you because you don't know how to read the Bible, because you don't know how to do this. Can I just tell you, take one step. You may not be holding the microphone, but you know what you can do? Hey, you want to come to church with me? Boom! Right there. You don't need to have Bible. You don't need to have a Bible degree to do that. But Jesus sat on the colt. He didn't just say, bring me the donkey. Bring me two donkeys. Nope. Bring me the young one. Bring me the old one. So I'm sitting there and I'm praying and the Lord's like, Damon, City Place is going to pull the unchurched and the de-churched because Orlando top 10 on both. So as we're setting the atmosphere now, and I pointed out to you some places where you can go and grow and find friendships. You know why? We have small groups. You know why? We have a dream team. It's because the Lord has need of you. The Lord has need of you in your environment. The Lord wants to be rested upon your shoulders so that when you walk through your city, they look and they go, oh, snap. Y'all glad I got this shirt on, don't you? Everything is planned out, folks. I encourage you to read Matthew 21. Why would they take off their shirts if they didn't think that the king, the life changer, was walking by them? Why would they give value to someone that they didn't want to have a relationship with? See, based on the response of the disciples, hey, here's my jacket. Come on, Jesus. And them seeing Jesus take something that was once stubborn. Say, I can use it. Taking a seasoned Christian, I can use it. Taking the new believer, I can use it. They were like, well, if dang it, I went straight to North Carolina. Dang it. Said, look, he can use me. And they just started worshiping. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Bible doesn't say if they all knew Jesus or not, but they had heard about him. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Can I tell you that even the people who don't believe in God, they're waiting for you to make Jesus real to them. If we place him on our shoulders and not just keep him in our Bible. Show him off. Yes, he's using me. So that's just that, because I ain't got much time. I ain't got much time. Y'all ain't give me nothing. Y'all were cheap this morning. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. Here you go. You got notes right there. I'm going to spit them out. Watch this. You and I have to be known. We have to be loved. And we have to be challenged. We have to be known. We have to be loved. And we have to be challenged. Watch this. Here's the first thing on your notes. When we are known, and if you don't have notes, you can look up on. When we are known and challenged but not loved, we become works-oriented. When we are known and challenged but not loved, and you can catch up by listening to last week's podcast. You can on iTunes. When we are known and challenged but not loved, we become works-oriented, or to have a deep term, legalistic. And here's what I mean by that. Valued based on your efforts. You seek approval, but you're motivated by fear. Some of us go to work every day, but we're worried about what the boss man might say. The reason why is because there's no love in the environment. Oh, I might be known. I'm known as the person that works in accounting. And they always challenge me because I got to get the numbers. But there's no warmth there. So you know what? I go into my job, I clock in, I clock out. And I don't know because there might be some changes in my department. It seems like everybody's getting fired. And so every time I go in, I'm just working just because. Don't like it. But I need to be loved, but that's not really what I'm going to admit because that's not the environment. But that's what we need. When I get works oriented, I also put those around me on the same measuring stick. Why don't we do this? I'm over here. Let me prove it to you. Luke chapter 15, there's a story of the prodigal son. Jesus is giving a parable. And the Bible says that one of the sons goes to the dad and says, give me what you owe me. The son goes out and the son says, woo, we're going to party. He loses everything. Then he says, I got to go back to dad's house. He comes, as the Bible says, as he's afar off, the father comes running and says, my son, we throw on a party. So they go and throw a party. And the son that was in the house says this. Watch this. In verse 27, he says, your brother has come. And because he has received him safe, dad, and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But the brother was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I've been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might have some fun as well. But this other son of yours went out there and blew it on some harlots. He starts off not based on love, but based on what he had been doing. These are the people who need an encounter with Jesus. Some of you are in this room. Some of you have been in church and you haven't been loved. You've just been known. You've been challenged. And you walked in and you feel like you're just works oriented. Some of you are just works oriented in your family. And so you've got a love language. They've got a love language, but they better adhere to yours. Don't y'all wish I had a little bit more time? Number two, when we are loved and challenged, but not known, we become discouraged. When we are loved and challenged, but not known, we become discouraged. This is where we start drifting. Low motivation. We feel alone. We create isolation for ourselves. And this is where the enemy, his voice grows louder than God's. This is where no one knows me. Someone missed this week of church. You know what? No one called me, so I'm going to push back. You know what? Maybe that's not even the place for me. That friend did that to me, so I'm just going, I'll be okay over here by myself. And this is where the enemy walks over and be like, you know what? It's a shame that they're doing that to you. You know, I know you've been visiting City Place for a while, but you remember what happened at your last church? Pastor Damon will probably do the same thing. You should just keep searching. Don't get plugged in, because you remember what happened at the last one. And it'll probably happen here as well. You remember when he said that he was going to come, but he didn't come? Just like the other one. Yeah. So you push away. And there ends up being no connection. And the enemy's voice grows louder, which then leads me to the place where I become task-driven. Because now, let me prove it. Go back to his brother. He says, I served in the house. I gave you everything. Nothing from me. I ain't coming. Y'all can celebrate him without me. Forget all y'all. You know why? He was loved, but he didn't feel like he was known. You could be in God's house, come every single week, and be missing one of these things. Here's the final thing, and then I'm going to let y'all go. Thanks for the extra time, by the way. When we are known and loved but not challenged, we become easily offended. When we are known and loved, but not challenged, we become easily offended. When I worked with the Orlando Magic, this one was me. I didn't really know it. My boss, he loved me. He knew me. But the challenging part was what I didn't see a lot. So when he challenged me, I thought that he didn't love me, which then caused me to go like this. Which then I showed up a lot, and I was just like, just tell me what I need to do. And I was in my dream job. Because when the challenge came infrequently, I thought that he didn't love me. Are you with me? See, when we are known and loved and not challenged, whatever, man. Whatever. He looks at his dad and he says, man, look. My little crooked-haired brother been out there sleeping around. I'm serving you, right? The reason why I ain't come to this mess was because I've been giving to you faithfully. I ain't do nothing wrong. And you ain't never throw me a party. What's up with that? Oh, snap. So brother got a party. You living up here in the palace got everything. And that thing bothered you? If you read the end of it, the dad says, son, I've never held anything back from you. You've been riding in the Bentley, throwing house parties the whole time. What we didn't do, we may not have had the goat. But you've been taking the jet the whole time. Your lunch money's paid for. Them clothes, you ain't paid for them. But that one little thing. Can I tell you that when you're challenged in God's house, sometimes it's not going to be, hey, man, the Lord just spoke to me and said. But it's also not going to always be, you better get your butt in order. Sometimes it's, hey, why don't you get out the boat? Or Naaman, dip seven times. Or wait until, these are Bible stories, by the way, wait until the presence of God, the prophet of God comes, then give your sacrifice, Saul. Sometimes being challenged, it's not a bad thing. Sometimes when we think about challenge, we think discipline. Or we think disrespect. Or we think dishonor. Can I tell you, if someone gets in your face and they're yelling and everything, that ain't the best approach. But there are some behaviors that do require straightforward speech. In this church, you will be loved. You will be known, and you will be challenged. Y'all saw one of the pastors that cover us. He knows me, he loves me, and he challenged me. I was on the phone with him the other day, and he said, Damon, and he didn't hold back. He said, Damon, X, Y, Z. Do you know why I'm cool with that? Because he gives me everything else. Come on. Knows me, loves me, and he challenges me. So in God's house, in City Place Church, in the community around you, your friends, your neighbor, your boss needs to be loved, known, and they need to be challenged. The challenge for them is, hey, you want to come to church with me? I know that sounds real easy, but it's something that they normally won't do because they're in a comfort zone. Being challenged is pulling us out of our comfort zone. Are you with me? So I pray that you'll give us as a church the opportunity to know you, to love you, and to challenge you. There will be times we'll have hard conversations and we say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, that behavior, we got to change that. Come on now. You're a king's kid. That's going to hold you back. And sometimes it'll come out like that. Other times it'll be like, hey, come on now. Let's go. Come on. But we're also going to challenge you like, hey, you can take your faith to another level. Come on. You're here. God has you here. Same tone. Same message. But we have to have the atmosphere of being known, loved, and challenged. Are you with me? I promise you, if you embrace those three needs, you can be pastored, you can follow, you can disciple, go untie. And then you can imagine salvation and freedom. That's on your blank there, salvation and freedom for your friends and your family. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are in the Central Florida area, we'd love to meet you. Join us on Sundays in Southeast Orlando at City Place Church, Information on service times and directions can be found online at cityplacechurch.com.